This week in West Virginia history, railroader Ralph Swinburne was born in England on August 4, 1805. As a boy, he was working on a coal-hauling railway when he met George Stephenson, a pioneer in steam locomotives. This friendship steered Swinburne toward a career in railway civil engineering, first in England, then in America. He emigrated to the United States in 1851 and landed a job with the Winifred Mining and Manufacturing Company in Kanawha County. Winifred was one of the earliest coal operations in present West Virginia. Swinburne built a narrow-gauge railroad that ran from the Winifred mines to a barge facility on the Kanawha River. It was also one of the region's earliest railroads, preceding the mainline Chesapeake and Ohio Railway by two decades. Swinburne soon built another railroad to serve coal mines along nearby Paint Creek. These achievements established him as possibly the first railroad engineer in Western Virginia. He retired in 1855, only 4 years after his arrival in America. He purchased land southwest of Charleston, where he lived the rest of his life as a farmer. Ralph Swinburne died in 1895 at age 89. For more information on Ralph Swinburne, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.